Start your day the two way, Rabbi Nech Bedil.
Erstens, a guten Summe. We're after Pesach, and we just learned Shir HaShirim. Bemes every Erev Shabbos, as in Indian to learn Shir HaShirim. But on Pesach, Bifrat, we learn Shir HaShirim. Some say you make a brocha. Eretz Yisrael, many agrol, to make a brocha on Shir HaShirim et HaShechiyonu. Shir HaShirim, in one word, is to show Chavivus Yisroel. Godless Yisroel, the Benchim likes us. He's our father, and he likes us. The riot to that is, we have a Chazal tell us, Goy Shishovas Chayiv Misa. A Goy that keeps Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. And the explanation given is because this Goy is Mishtamish B'Sharvitu Shel Melech. Who are you to come in? You're not part of the family. You cannot just come along and keep Shabbos. There's a vort b'shem Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz at the end of Parshas Behar and also in Parshas Kedoshim. It's got the pasuk: Es Shabbosai Tishmoiru uMikdoshi Tirou Ani Hashem. Es Shabbosai Tishmoiru, keep my Shabbosim, and Mikdoshi Tirou. You should have Moiru Mikdosh. Should be have the Indian of coming into the Beit HaMikdosh, in the Beit HaKnesses. You should have the Eretz for the Beit Hashem. Well, how do these two things come together? Shabbos mit Mikdosh. So they say B'Shem Rabbi Yitzchak Eibishitz that we keep Shabbos. Shabbosai Sai Tishmoiru. My Shabbosim you should keep. My Shabbosim. You know, have you ever noticed? You go to a doctor's surgery. It's all very quiet. Still, now you go into certain shuls, it's all very quiet, it's the decorum. Certain shuls, though, as we all know, Shabbos Lebedik, Memachta Lechaim, drink the coffee, you know how it goes, it's Geschmack, it's that. And the answer is, because the ones who come to doctor's surgery don't feel at home there. You don't feel, Be'ezra Hashem, you should not to feel at home in a doctor's surgery. So a doctor's surgery is not really our house. Aber man kommt da rein in so Bedrisch, da geht ins heimische Jeden. Geschmack, it's our house. When you're in your house, you don't have decorum. It's a Geschmack. Shabbos is our Shabbos. Es ist unsere Shabbos. We're part of the family. So the Rebbein Shem says, Es Shabbosai Sai Tishmoiru. You keep my Shabbos. Aber yet, Umikdoshi Tiro. I want you to realize, when you come into the Beis HaMikdosh, the Beis HaKnesses, you still got to have Tiro. You know, they explain as well, not of our view, that the Rashi learns Pshat, that they were Chayiv Misa because they, Mitech Achila Ushtia, they saw the Rabbeinu Shalom, and whatever they saw, they in Yonim, and yet they were drinking and eating and drinking. What's the Pshat? They were eating and drinking. Rashi says, Mitech Achila Ushtia, believe gas, they felt too heimish. You'd feel too heimish as they came Misa, but you almost not about you. The joke that a guy wanted to become a ger, so they have to keep, you know, the best in a very makbi to see if they're going to keep mitzvahs. So they tell them for 6 months you have to behave like a yid to see if you can keep it up. But you're not allowed to keep Shabbos. So you have to do a melach on Shabbos. So they say there's this guy that they noticed he wasn't doing any melacha. He says, why are you not doing any melacha? So he says, what do you mean? He says, a stadt like Manchester, you know, I'm doing a melacha. What melacha are you doing? We can't see. He says, I'm carrying a key. You're carrying a key? Well, there's an Erev in Manchester. He says, hey, help us an Erev. You see, that's the guy. He was the guy who showed us Chaybis. In Parshas Baloyscho state, As for Lee Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael, the number 70 is a gewaltige number. It's a gewaltige number. Now, I'm going to tell you as if I'm talking, as if I know exactly what I'm talking about. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. I'm not telling you. But my 70 is a gewaltige number. The Balaturim says, Shivim ish is keneged the Shivim nefesh yodu mitzraimo. Keneged Shivim umois, the 70 umois. Keneged Shivim shemois sheyesh laKodesh Baruch Hu. 70 seems to be the 70 names HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, the 70 names that Klal Yisrael have, and 70 names that Yerushalayim have. The name of a person is be'emes, the mahus of the person. You call a person by his English name. It's not really right. Reb Moshe Sternberg schreibt in his Sefer, Mi Yedea, he writes, Kamo toivo mafsidim la'odom, how much you lose, al yedei shelo yikorim oise b'shem Yehudi. You call a person by his name, you don't call him by his Yiddish name. The person's name is his mahus, that's his neshoma, that's what he's called. We don't understand the dimyon to the Shivim Nefesh, but we come from these 70 people. Our Hebrew name, our Yiddish name, I'm not speaking about the name, the Indian of calling names, but there's an Indian of calling of a name. I did have a shaila in Chazal. What happens if you call a person Yankel, you call a person Yossi? Is that calling Yiddish a name or not? And then I found that I got Rabbi Yossi Oimer. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, his name is Mustoma Yosef, not Yossi. So what's that? So no, often comes on called Kinui Nidorim Kindorim, that where a Kinui is also called, so you say Yankel's got some Shaykhis, but there is an Indian of calling Ilui Nishmas. You say a person got a nitzut, he's got a shtikla, spark of the neshama of the person he's called after. So therefore, you have the inyan of a name, the shemos of a person. So when Klal Yisrael have 70 names, we Klal Yisrael have 70 names, the purpose of this shia is that you should go away, but you shouldn't be able to fit under the door, the threshold, under the doorpost, because we should be proud of who we are. We have 70 names. Be'emes, this year should take about 4 or 5 hours, but I'll spare you, because each name one can be ma'ayin. What is the mahus? What does it mean? But I want to take a few of the names. Be'emes in the Balaturim is very into long Balaturim. Balaturim is a short perush, but the long Balaturim gives you the 70 names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the stuff. We can't even say what the Mahus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rebbein Shem has no Mahus, we can't say that. In Yerushalayim he doesn't give the 70 names. Abaklali, so he gives you a list of 70 names. We are 70 Shemes of Chavivis and of Godless. So in Shir HaShirim we just gloss it over. Be'emes, it could be Ma'ayan in each single name that we have, and that's us, and we've got to be proud. And the emes is that you walk in the street and you see the goyim call us names, and they have the wrong adjective, but they call us the names, and the emes is the goyim verstehend us very clearly, they understand it. And that's why they chepper us. You know, if a Schwarzer cheppers you, you don't care very much, yes? But we know the emes, and they know that we know the emes. You know, that's why people many say, hey you, he's not called hey you, and you call a person by a surname, that's not him. It's a shame. I wondered many times, you know, you have, we say every day, Rabbi Shmuel Oim, Rabbi Shloishas, and Midas Hatur, and Edreshas Bain. You've all wondered, how can a person, a Tana like Rabbi Shmuel, he called Rabbi Shmuel. Yishmuel, he suffered from Yishmuel today, a gewalt of Yishmuel. How can that be, that we should have such tzoros? And then you got a Tana call that, a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and nobody mentioned Konish, which can tie up Rabbi Shmuel. One of the names that we are called, if you look at Balaturim, it's B'nei, in the Balaturim, B'nei Avraham. We are known as B'nei Avraham. Gewaldig. Now I must tell you, the Yishmaelim also call themselves B'nei Avraham. You go to Eretz Yisrael, you have plenty of Ibrahims. Ibrahim is Avraham. And they hold themselves as B'nei Avraham. And just in case you think that they hold themselves B'nei Avraham, ich halach zog, Avraham Avinu held that Yishmael is his son. At the end of Parshas, Lech Lecho, it's boilet, mamish, sticks out. That Yishmael, when he did the bris milah, it's nishposhet, it's mesiras nefesh. We suffer from Yishmael because of that. Because Yishmael had mesiras nefesh. Yishmael himself died as a tzaddik, that's for emphasis of Yishmael. But the Indian of Yishmael, bris milah, It says a few times at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Yishmol Bnoi. Avraham Avinu said, Lu Yishmol Yichye Lefonecho, and Rashi says, Biyiroscho. Avraham Avinu's tefillah doesn't go for nothing. You know, to go into a mosque. Yeah, today, I hope this is not recorded for the general media, but Lemaisa, we go into a mosque, you're allowed to go into a mosque. It's what?
Anybody can listen.
Anybody can listen, so let them hear. So it's a compliment I'm giving them. They hold of Hashem Echad. They hold of Hashem Echad. It's not a church. It hasn't got a din of a church. Yishmoel is Yishmakel. Faket, you know, sometimes when you see how they daven and they say B'Shem Reb Yishua Leib Diskin that he wouldn't go in front of an Arab when he was davening because I davened at the Shechina. The Shechina, what Shechina? But he, unsere cousins, nicht Bosche. Der Teretz is Avraham Avinu, says a Ben Avraham. So was ist der Chochma? So we are also Ben Avraham. Was ist der Godless? We are Ben Avraham as well. So what's the Godless of calling Klal Yisrael B'Shem Ben Avraham? The Teretz is, we carry on the Messiah of Avraham Avinu. Yeah, Yishmoel himself, Taka carried on, he did tshuva, and Rabbi Yishmoel Oimer, yes, Ishtinish Kastira, because he was a tzaddik. Nishtam, he was a tzaddik, he was a ger tzaddik, he was a Ben Avraham. When we say Ben Avraham, we have to realize we are Bnei Avraham, it's we carrying on his Messiah. Many times when I say, Laki Avraham, Laki Yitzchak, Laki Yaakov, in Bichas Ovis, I think to myself, I'm so proud. Ach, bin a Ben Avraham Avinu. Then I think to myself, just a minute, is he as proud of you as you are of him? You know, it reminds you of a vault. It says, Ve'ele tolis Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham hoilid is Yitzchak. You know, you go many times, you say, Ve'er bist du? Ich bin azun for der Rosh Yeshiva. Oh, yeah, gewaltig. And then sometimes you go up to a very plain person, you say, who are you? He says, oh, you know who my son is? Who is the Rosh Yeshiva? He says, Ve'ele tolis Yitzchak ben Avraham. Ich bin ein Yitzchak, was gestolzt, fischi, gestolziert. I'm a Ben Avraham. So you think, hey, ich auch mal Yitzchak. Wer ich auch mal die Yitzchak. Na, sagt Avraham, heule des Yitzchak. Avraham was go around and saying, I'm heule des Yitzchak. Ich habe ein Yitzchak. They both had Yichus. Ben Avraham we are. We have to go around, showing off. We are Bnei Avraham. Ibrahim. Wir sind die Bnei Avraham, das Samirige Name, das unsere Mahus. We carry on the Messiah von Avraham Avinu. Yes, right. It's a rayef. Verkehrt is a rayef. It's a rayef. He says, it's schnell mani oiv. Avraham Avinu is telling lies. Oh, but you know, if you medai carefully, you'll see steht, Vatere soro es ben hogo ha-mitzris ashe yoldo la-avraham metzachik. So what's that ashe yoldo la-avraham? We know that. Yishmoel says, Yitzchok, he's a ben Avraham. Ich bin a ben Avraham. Ashe yoldo la-avraham, yet the mamme. It's andre mamme. So what? Hogo's gwena. She saw malochim. Ashe yoldo la-avraham. Very good. Very good. So says, no. Yeah, yoldo la-avraham. Avro steht by Yitzchok. Va-yiko avraham shem benoi. Ashe yoldo loi. Soro, Yitzchak, loy, this is Ezra ben Avraham. Yes, Yishmoel ben Avraham, very nice. He's biologically come from Avraham. Das is not the Balaturim means when we call Bnei Avraham. I've just been married now to you on one name. We call Bnei Avraham. It's how many things that he say Lekei Avraham, we say Rebbein Shem, we are Lekei Avraham, we are Ben Avraham. You know, I have another name. We are called Melochim. Gewaldig, we call Melochim, kings. This Balaturim, I'm sure the Goyim have learned. They must be, because that's what, why are they jealous otherwise? You know, imagine you go to Cheetham Hill, and you have a Schwarze dort and standing outside one of these clubs, and they state dort, no Jews allowed. I don't want to tell you something, sir. It didn't enter my mind to want to enter your silly club. And yet we have the Amon and Moav state in Medrash, when they came into the Beis HaMikdash to make hold of the Beis HaMikdash, the Amon and Moav haben sich mitgeschleppt, and they went, the first thing they did, went into Kodesh HaKodeshim, take the Sefer Torah, and tear out Loyove Amon and Moav Bikal Hashem. What do you care? Why do you want to be part of the Jewish? They're not going to write Loyove Amon and Moav Bikal Hashem. Right? So in other words, we have to be proud of ourselves. We have to say it's to Mr. Mizan Melochim. Now, the truth of the matter is that we find many Mishnahs that says, Kol Yisrael b'nei melochim him. It's in the Afkimin al-Aloch as well, in Shabbos Peik Tzvov, Peik Yudalit. We have a lot of times where it says that but you should know, the union of Melech, it takes with it a responsibility. Who was a Melech? Moshe Rabbeinu is a melech. So you think Moshe Rabbeinu is a melech. The Ramban says in Parashat Sisiso, Moshe Rabbeinu melech godol hoyo. The Rambam says when they made Yeshua into the melech, Yeshua, the follower of the next leader after Moshe Rabbeinu, steht dort, the Rambam says, when you make a melech, you have to make a melech with 70 dayonim. Has to, I don't, how do you know? Because who was Mamana Yeshua? Yeshua? Yeshua was a melech? Yeshua came from Yehuda? Yeshua was the melech, he was the leader. Melochim. Rashi says in Zayis HaBrocho, Vahi Bishurin Melech. Yeah, Vahi Bishurin Melech, that's Rabbein Yishlelem. And Zayis Tetech, that we say Vahi Bishurin Melech, Bishatsev Rosh Ha'am, that's the pasuk we use for Malchus on Rosh Hashanah. Vahi Bishurin Melech. And yet, you look at Rashi in Parashas Ba'alo Yischo, on Asei Lecho, Shtei Chatzitza is Kesef. Shtei Chatzitza is Kesef. She take it lefanecho kemelech. We should vayhi bishurin melech. Rashi brings vayhi bishurin melech on Moshe Rabbeinu. So you have two pshatim vayhi bishurin melech. Vayhi bishurin, we say it for chassanim, we always sing vayhi bishurin melech. Because chassan demel melech. But melech, melech, it's all very nice. We don't even paskin kol yisrael b'nei melochim him. But melech carries with it responsibility. It's paskinish. Ich bin a melech. You know, there was two guys, houses in the Musa Welt, in the Yeshivish Welt, noch als da. There's Nevardik and there's Sabotka. Nevardik always held, I'm saying it to you very, very repashtous, I'm oversimplifying it. This was a Welt's and a lifelong word, a work of these Gedoyli Yisrael, but there was an altar from Nevardik who darshened the Indian of Shiflus Ha'odom. We're nothing compared to what the Benjamin wants of us and everything else. And then there was the Indian of Godless Sodom, which the good translation of Godless Sodom is majesty of man. Majesty of man. Ich bin a melech. What do you mean? And I must tell you, I heard a lot of shmuz from Rabbi Chaim Shulevitz, Hashiv of Mir. He was an edikel of Rabbi Yosef Horowitz. His father was an edim of the altar from Nevardik. And he used to quote Madrigas Ha'odom, and say he used to say the Madrigas Ha'odom. And yet I must tell you, Reb Chaim Shulevitz, he used to darshan, preach the whole time this Indian of Godless. Godless Ha'odom. If I tell you certain things he said, maybe it'd be a bit controversial. Even a younger man shouldn't pick up some rubbish from the floor. Sapas dich nicht, du bist der Ben Melech. You know, now a lot of people tie in here, about guy with a nice tie and a chup, you know. We used to, you can tie in it whichever way you want. But if you really think that Klal Yisrael's, we are Melochim, not even B'nai Melochim, we're Melochim. The Baratun goes alphabetical order. And if the, and the Mem comes Melochim, we're not even B'nai Melochim. We don't pass him B'nai Melochim, but we're Melochim. We're a Melech. You know, when I walk in the street, Ich bin a Melech. I own the world. So people say, you Jews think you own the world. I'll tell you why we do. Because we do own the world. We own the world. So everybody's got timers on the Jews. They're right. They're 100% right. We own the world. Oh, but with that comes responsibility. That's your mahus. That's your name. That's your shame. Another name we have is Yisroel. We're called Yisroel. Now, I must tell you, when I saw this, I saw Yisroel, I looked again to check if we're called B'nai Yisroel. We're called B'nai Yisroel, not Yisroel. Most times we're called B'nai Yisroel. I've heard of B'nai Yisroel, but B'nai Yisroel means you come from Yisroel. You are Yisroel itzwel, yourself. Ki sor Yisroel melekim v'imanoshim batuchal. B'stai Yisroel, do you know who you are? B'stai Yisroel. You are Yashtik Yaakov Avinu, you are. Me, Yaakov Avinu, was a Shaykhus. That's the trouble. If you knock yourself down, then of course you say to yourself, well, was there bin ich bin ich gar nicht. But you must say Yisrael. Then we're called Yosef. We're called Yosef. You name Yosef. And Yosef is Poshet, the Indian of Lamed bin Yisoyen. Yeah, many times you say, it's too hard for me. Ich kann nicht. You can't do it. So you say, no, you've got part of Yosef in you. Even if you don't come from Shevet Yosef, you're called Yosef. The hardest job is really by Ben Adon L'Chaveri. Because Ben Adon L'Mokim, yeah, you see, I'm a bit longer, the Shmoneh Esrei, Ben Adon L'Chaveri, it annoys me, you know, it goes. I must tell you, the Indian of Ben Adon L'Chaveri, I'm not here to give the King Musa, the Indian of L'Chaveri, but Ben Adon L'Chaveri, I think the shame, they're gone, they say most mitzvahs are Ben Adon L'Chaveri. You say, Teira Techniczri, you could Ben Adon L'Chaveri, it's like Ashmin Tegzah. The answer is not the Ben Adon L'Chaveri, it's the Nisoyan. And the difference between not Yosef and yes Yosef is 10 seconds. Because suddenly it turns on your toe and you're in the middle of Sachlonodoten. So the first thing is, ha, chutzpah, da, going past, ton, da. So if you'd wait 10 seconds, you think to yourself, ich bin Yosef, ani Yosef, shall halt sich ein. 10 seconds, it goes away. Because, you know, big campaigns, nicht reden Lashon Hara, don't talk Lashon Hara. The emphasis is, I'll make it very easy. It's a bit shlelish ma, you could say, but I'll make it very easy. Tell me, would you like somebody to talk about you? So if you've got a gishmak al Lashon Hara, it's gewaldig, all the heterim I've got, some stop. That same Lashon Hara, if somebody had to say about you, yeah, that's how you have to work in the soil, no, it's been long way. Would you want him to, you think to yourself, 10 seconds? No, I wouldn't want him to speak. You know, I passed an aloha once with this. There's a very famous story, and I've got to be careful because Lashon Hara. I hope people don't know it, and if they do, they do. What can I do? There's a famous story in a certain yeshiva that they decided they're going to have a choir on Purim. A choir? Gvaldik. So they had a choir. Now, when you have a choir on Purim, they take the best voices in the yeshiva. Ah, and they sing a complicated song. So they decide they're going to sing Yedid Nefesh. Yedid Nefesh is going to be it's a complicated song. We're going to sing it, and it was done beautifully, first class. But it was Purim. So what they do? They got then, after that Yedid Nefesh, they got then every single bocher in the yeshiva who couldn't sing a note, who flat as a pancake, and they went up on the stage again, and they're going to repeat that Yedid Nefesh. He helped. And you know, a flat person, a person can't sing, when he goes up and with the passion, he goes even more flat and it sounds amazing. So he went up onto the stage and they sang Yedid Nefesh Nocham. And the oil and poshet, they were catching their breath, it was Neuro Neuros. They knew that Yedid Nefesh from the ones before and they were singing with the passion and the language. And sure, that was the end. And they gave them the bigger ovation than the first chavrut. That was the thing. Somebody told me this story. I said, "What's with Lashon Hara?" "You told just now Lashon Hara, not Rosh Yeshiva." He said, "That's not Lashon Hara, just because he can't sing a note." "Yeah, but you made good fun of him." He said, "Listen, I can't sing a note. This person told it to me. I can't sing a note. And to me, it's nishka shum chisoron that you can't sing." I said, "Stop. If I told this story of Yedid Nefesh about you, would you like it?" So he thinks to himself, "No, I wouldn't. It's a Lashon Hara." You see, that's the test. And Yosef, ich bin Yosef. The test is, what would you like them to say about you? So if you feel that, I don't mind if they say that about me, you don't mind? If it's printed about you, maybe not. Those is the Yosef part. We call Bnei Yitzchok. We come from Yitzchok. What says Bnei Yitzchok? Weiter wie man gesagt, against the Teva. It's against our Teva. Yitzchok went against his Teva. Ja, okay, das Yitzchok. Ist doch immer wieder gesagt. You know, there's a fantastic Gemara in Shabbos stuff, Pei Tesamid Beis. Everybody knows the Gemara. It's a Geschmacke Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a Geschmacke Salz und Pfeffer, was er legt zu. The Gemara says, In Shabbos Pekas, I'm just going to tell you the Gemara as it says. The story hasn't happened yet, but I'm going to tell you a story that's going to happen. When Mashiach vet kumen, the bench will go up to the office and say, "Here you are, look at Klal Yisrael, Tov Shin Ayin Tes, it's coming. Nu, should we send the Mashiach, should they be Zeicher? Bonecho Chotu, they've done a chet." So the bench goes first to Avraham Avinu, and he said, "Sinu, what should we do with your children?" "Benecha chotu." "Well, if they have, they're not zeicha, they're not zeicha, finished. So it can't be helped." So Rabbi Yishon says, "Al tehid, can't talk to him. Go to Yaakov. Not to Yitzchak, go to Yaakov." "No, benecha chotu." "They let me down. No good." But the younger chevra, Yaakov Avinu, the younger chevra. But the younger chevra nishtos redden. "Come to Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu. It's all built on psukim. And the Gemara says that the bench will go to Yitzchak and say, "Nu Yitzchak, bonecha chotu." And Yitzchak will say, "Chotu, what chotu? How long does a person live? 70 years? The first 20 years you don't count anyhow. Because after 20 years you don't do tshuva." That's Yitzchak's question. "So anyhow you don't count till 20 years old. So we're talking about 50 years, yeah? 50 years. 50 years, well, first of all, half of it you sleep, you know what I mean? Especially once I have afternoon snap, you know, he gets to get, maybe you sleep half the time. Yeah, but for 25 years, sure. 25 years, you can have essen and schlafen and panosse and everything else. So we're talking about 12 and a half years. So 12 and a half years, Rabbein Shebin, you fast about 12 and a half years of Averes. You know what? You take half, and I'll take half. Six and a quarter. Very geschmack, you know what I mean? That's it. And if not, I'll take the whole lot. Ah, that's good. Yitzchak Avinu, he's going to save Klaus. All the Yitzchak Avinu. By the way, I always thought that we have yachatz. You ask any child, 99 out of 100 children will tell you that yachatz, when you break the yachatz, that's the matz of us, he's Levi. The matzah say Levi, Kohen Levi Yisrael. But some say it's also Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So which matzah do you cut? Yachatz is Yitzchak. And Yitzchak's got the word Yachatz in it. Yachatz, Kuf. You see, Yachatz, the letters change around. Yachatz, Kuf. So Yitzchak Avinu's Mahus, Vaitam Retvan Mahus, his name is Yachatz, because he will save us when Mashiach will come. And he was born to 100 years of Avraham Avinu. So this is Yachatz. So, Yitzchak Avinu is Yachatz. He's going to be, so that's why we cut the Yachatz. So to Yaakov Kamenetsky, what is a Nisoyen? A Nisoyen is, I want to sit and learn Basmoda for an hour. Psh, gewaldig. That's not the Hasmoda is the second hour. The first hour, you want to learn. But then you want to, always to go against your Teva. When a person finishes off his day, he has to say to himself, Rabbeinu, I did have a Shem day. Did I do any Akedah today? Akedah? Akedah Yitzchak? Yeah, did I go against my Teva? Yes, I did. Because today somebody stepped on my toe and I didn't say anything. Very good, fine, comes good. Akeda. The Shlach HaKodesh says every day a person should see that he should do an Akeda. Akeda, Nishposhet. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Avraham Avinu, we find in the Torah did an Akeda. Avraham Avinu, Nishposhet. Chesed, Kulei Chesed, and he goes and goes, Geshechtifan. Samarit Gazat, Akeda. Yaakov Avinu, we also find him a Riddig Akedah. He is Titan Emes the Yaakov, and he goes and lives with Lavan for 20 years. And though he's Mikish Titapol, you have to, with a Kum, a Mensch darf man gehen Kum, it's true. Aber Lemay say it was not Emes. Vahoraya, Ramban says in Parshas Vayechi, Einenu Derecho Emes, which means, in other words, Yaakov Avinu didn't have the Shechina with him, because didn't go on Derecho Emes. We didn't go to Chemes. That's the way to do it. To go with Ashvinda like Lavan. I was finished Emes, and Yaakov Avinu was expected to do that. That was his Akedah. Zot Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. So where do we find by Yitzchak and Akedah? We don't find Yitzchak and Akedah. We don't find anything. What did he do? The Akedah himself. He let himself be. But what did he do? So Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in the Sefer. He says that when Mashiach will come, that's when he'll do his Akedah. Because, what's Yitzchak Avinu's Midah? Gevura. What is Gevura? Gevura means, you think, Gevura, you have this person who's annoyed. So somebody says, why are you so annoyed? Because he habit of Gevura. That's not Gevura, sir. Gevura is Shura Sadin. That's what Gevura is. Gevura means, I'm very strict with myself. Today, by the way, is Gevura should be Gevura. That's too interesting. Gevura Shebe Gevura. What's Gevura Shebe Gevura? We're murdered strict. Elikim is a nation Gevura. Why? Because Elikim are Shura Sadin. And Voroa HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'eino Elam Miskayim. So we have to put Hashem, which is the other middle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Rachamim. Rachamim is patience. You know, somebody doesn't pay you his choiv up, you can take his house straight away, or you can have patience. Yitzchak Avinu was Gevura. And that's why he didn't have Nefesh Asher Osu Bechoron. People found it too hard. It's too hard, and we don't find very much in the Torah about Yitzchak Avinu. Hardly anything on Yitzchak Avinu. So Yitzchak Avinu is the middle is Gevura. If the middle of Yitzchak Avinu is Gevura, so then the pshat is that he will not stand if somebody says, Bonecha Chotu, finished, ended, Zokti Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. So Yitzchak Avinu understands this is now his Akedah. The Rebbein Shem is expecting something of him. What is he expecting? Gei Mitrachmim. And therefore he splits the whole time and makes a Chmonos on Klal Yisrael against my Midah. I didn't work that way. We are B'nei Yitzchak. B'nei Yitzchak. We can go against our Teva. Again, this isn't Musa. This is responsibilities. We have to do it. We could be very proud, but it's a merely responsibility. We are called Bachurim. We're called Bachurim. No, some of us are Zaydis here. You know, sometimes you feel a creak in your knees, and Chvetzish, I don't feel, I very much used to like to play football when I was younger. Oy, I wouldn't mind playing now. But Chvetzish geht das nicht. When I'm watching the Bochum playing, I'm quite jealous of them. So sometimes they come up to Rebbe, would you Rebbe like to play? Or you say, oy, would I like to play? Ach, kann ich. It was Bochum, Bochum. What, you mean until 20? From 20 onwards, when ich kann Bochum? Nicht immer. Bochum doesn't mean to play football. Bochum means lebedig. Frisch. Frisch. Frisch is also, it's you know, you can learn a Gemara, Gemara, it comes to Daf HaYomi, you know, the Chochmah is 1 hour, is 60 minutes to keep your eyes open. That's one way. Aber man kann auch lernen Daf HaYomi, or Ashman Esra, see if you can keep up, you know, sometimes people say, I'll try and keep up my Kavon until Slach Lono. You know, it's how far you go. You know, sometimes you know, you bow down, you say, what? Moide Magani, I'm up to, what's going on here? Yeah. Bochurim is lebedik. Now Yisrael. Yisrael is called now. We're called young. That's Bochurim. There's another name we're called. We're called Toivim. We're good. We're good? I don't understand. Monashach. If you do mitzvahs and ma'asim Toivim and you learn Torah, you sit out and sign, you're Toivim. If you don't, you're not Toivim. What's it? They're terrified of ourselves. Our mahus is good. That's our mahus. Our name is Toivim. We are good. We are gewaldig. Ayid, it's a fantastic Zach. Ich bin Ayid. I'm so proud of it. And you know, there's no Yid, Elach Yid, who would go to bed without saying Amama Chazal, without saying Ich bin Ayid. It's a fantastic thing. We always knock ourselves. You know, the problem the therapists say today, there's no self-esteem. What's a self-esteem? Toivim. Chazal say on you, you're Toivim. We have two interesting names that we are called. We're called Geffen and we're called Kerem. Very interesting. Geffen, Kerem. See, that alone deserves a whole Shia. Why Geffen? What's episode Geffen? His andere say Geffen, wine. What says you squeeze it out, a yid, you kvetch him, what comes out? You think I can? You kvetch a yid, come to something even choshever than the Geffen. The Ramban held that the Tumas of Mice says you only chai from wine. Wine! The dog and tira sheyitzah, it's not even the grape. You kvetch a yid, kum toriz ge'as, moridik wine. On the other hand, a geffen is a very schwache plant. It needs sticks to be held up. In ve'ageffen, vin ve'ageffen, tova noem is kabel, the chazal. Gewaldig gesagt, yes, very nice, by chosen kalle. You go up to the chosen and you say, you know, we just said about you, you're in ve'ageffen, and the kalle, in ve'ageffen. And what do the chosen kalle say? It's nothing. It's not us. It's a schus of our parents, of our zedes. Do you know where we come from? Ich bin gewein bei Chasnamo. And I remember the kalag was an enikel of Reb Shimon Shraphol Hirsch. And the father got up and said, I want you to remember, you're now getting married, you're carrying on the Messiris, Adiris, Gewaldig, you got Gewaldig, Kriches, and everybody complimented the color, and the Chosin, Gewaldig, the Kastelamden here, he's not the second Kastelamden anymore, because he's the Chosin, he said, the next one is the Kastelamden, you see, it's only the Tilio Chosin. But never mind, Gewaldig, Sachen, Sachen, wegen the Chosin, you're on any club of Shimshrafol Hirsch. I tell you, I was so moved by that, you know what I mean? You got a continuation. You're a Geffen. On the other hand, you're a Kerem. Kerem, Geffen, it's the same thing. No, we're part of the Kerem. Kerem based Yisrael. Because just in case you get a bit too, you won't fit through the doorpost, you know what I mean? So you're only part of the Kerem, Kal Yisrael. You know, if you give a Machtes HaShekel, Tchbavust, you give a Machtes HaShekel, why Machtes HaShekel? Well, today it's Bichlal Poshet, where you give Machtes HaShekel, because it's a matching, you know, so if you give Machtes HaShekel, everything's matching, so if you only give Machtes HaShekel, so the other person gives the other half. Aber never mind, aber the Machtes HaShekel, what's the Machtes? Because ich bin noch a chilek fin Klal Yisrael, I'm only part of the Kerem. Aber you're not Chatzi Shekel. You're not a Chatzi Shekel, you're Machtes. You are a coin of a whole coin. This I heard from Rebbe Zagetitsky, the daughter of Moshe Schneider. She gave us Musa in Schneider's yeshiva. Only in a literary yeshiva you get a Rebbe giving us Musa. She called us in and she gave us Musa. And she told us, you're all Chatzi Shekel, yes, aber Machtzis. You've got your Igin Kriches. See, you're Kerem and you're Geffen. We're called Achim. We're called brothers. We're brothers. Yeah? I had one Tamidim saying to me, Rebbe, we have Legoyz Yamsuf Ligzorim. Legoyz Yamsuf Ligzorim, you know, 12, there were 12 drochim. I heard from Abchon Halpin in London. He says, the Gemara says that when they went through the Yamsuf, they had 12 pathways. 12 pathways. But there was a glass between, each. You know, not glass, but you could see through. Because otherwise, people would say, "Oy, where's Shevet Reuven? Where's Shevet Shimon? They're drowned." No, we can see them. They could each see each other, so therefore they knew they weren't. So Rabbi Yochanan helped and said, "V'chulam roim zeh zeh roim zalosh nira nira leri nira Rabbi Netam nira. I like your derech. Yeah, Shimon to Reuven, Reuven to Shimon. It's unsere derech. But Shimon is oicha derech. V'chulam roim zeh zeh. We're achim. We're brothers." So Talmud says to me, "Ah, so all these drachim, face bells and satma and ger, and this is all the 12 drachim." I said, "You're doing silly." I said, "The 12 drachim are much beyond our comprehension. Today, all the drachim are one. We are brothers." As of E, as of A, as of U, das gar nicht, das Narrigkeiten. Wir sind Brüder. You know the famous story with Mendel Baylis, when he had they accused him of the killing of the child. And it wasn't true at all. He had a 2.5-year trial, and alle Yidden von alle Seiten haben sich genommen, and the Torah came under the persecution there. And they asked him one of the questions. They asked him, "Odom, Atem Kuim, Odom, famous." And Rabbi Shapiro said, "Yes, we are Odom. You're not Odom. You know, when you hear something happened to a goy in the other side of the world, who cares about it? One goy for the other goy, but by us." And so we knew. Most people didn't know who Mendel Baylis is, but they know he's a Yid. We are the brothers. We hate an Odom. It's Achim. We are called Chachomim. Yeah, rather. A Yiddish cop, you know, Chachomim. And I noticed you laughing. Kakos Chachomim. It's possible why we call Chachomim, because we are Chachomim. Yeah, but one second. Not all of us are Chachomim. And you know, sometimes you talk to a Talmud Chachom in learning, and suddenly after 2 minutes your tongue gets tied, and you suddenly realize that you don't come to, you know, just open a sefer of Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky or any even contemporary people, and suddenly you realize they know Sforim, which you haven't even heard of the names of the Sforim. And so how can I call myself a Chochem? The answer, you potentially got the Chochma. And more than that, Chochem for the man ishtana. My mother used to call me that. Chochem for the man ishtana. When you Chochem for the man ishtana, so Knashi showed the Chochma. He asked his Chochma. The Chochem asks that a very basic shyness, of a will wissen. Chochem means somebody a will wissen. You come to a Dafayemi. You come to a Masechta which you never heard of even. Well, just bad Baruch Hashem today is a bit known. But you start saying, "I want to know it. But show me Chochem. We are Chachomim, we call Yisrael Chachomim." Many times I meet Goyim in the street and I think to myself, "A Kenish can Tois has learned in his life. He's never learned a Tois, he's never the Rambam, Gewalt! And he calls himself intelligent. What's he got round in that head? We learn a Tois, we are Chachomim." You can carry on and on and on, I must tell you. But I must just finish off and say, you know, besides this fact that we are very proud of ourselves, it's thousands of it, because we are choshev. But then I sometimes think to myself, if we would, what they call in American, internalize these things, we make it part of us, our mahus, our name, then when, you know, when it comes to petty differences, you know, Ezok Tachnan on that day, and Ezok Tachnan on that mitah, and Ezok Tachnan, you know, when it comes to petty differences, the Benjamin says, that's called sibling rivalry. You know, you're arguing about nothing. And here I've got you. You are my children, and you are chavivim. You are godless people. Surpassed nicht. You know. Many times you look back at a couple of years ago, what I used to argue, what I felt was important, and I think to myself, "Gewalt, that's what I'm called chachomim. That's what I'm called melochim. That's what I'm called bnei avrom. We're much higher than that." Just as I said, it's only just a sampling. I went through about 10 names, but there are 70 names. 70 names. You know, and it means that we every single Yid has every koyach of these 70 things. Epshter Helfen, we have a gewaltige summer now coming up. We're all steiging. We all want to steig. I mean, I used to say to people, you know, it can't be that, you know, after 1 year you say, "No, was ist gestiegen?" Yeah, I had 52 cholins this year. It's a bit of bizarreness, that's all that you had. Everybody steigs, man macht broches, you say a broche, schakel nebidvorin. It's a Shmach. We often does. We are Mekadshi Shmecho. Mekadshi Shmecho. Then we say, how many times did we say over Yom Tov, Mekadish Yisroel Vazmanim? And we came even before the Zmanim. Yisroel Vazmanim. When she says, Mekadish Yisroel. So I'm going to start arguing with my friend next door. Because I get me the Shtraimol. And I get me he goes with the time, the Gartel. And I look there. It's Chachanarish, guys. When she says, stop being silly. You're my Yedidim. You're my Achim. You're my Bnei Avrom. If you take these lessons to heart, we'll be proud. And we have to knock your head a bit lower as you go out, because we're the Zachar Zuch Goyse Mensch.